In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It stands to reason, since we are commemorating, actually celebrating, the beheading of the forerunner today, meaning Sunday, and so the services for today are about, actually tomorrow. It stands to reason that the readings would be about the forerunner. And so we hear in Isaiah some immensely beautiful words. Of course, we hear the famous quotation, "The voice of one crying out in the desert or the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the paths of the Lord." And that is referring, of course, to St. John the Baptist, and was referred in the Gospel. And this is a prophecy that he would come, and he would prepare the way for the Lord. And of course, making straight the ways of the Lord is to live righteously. But it says many other things that are quite amazing. So Isaiah says, be comforted, my people, saith your God. Speak ye in the heart of Jerusalem, and call to her, for her evil is come to an end, her iniquity is forgiven. And then it says this, she hath received of the hand of the Lord double for all of her sins. Then the quotation about the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. So this passage is about the Messiah coming, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, giving double for their sins. This is not mathematics. It's not their sins times two. It is indicating that the Lord, out of all proportion to our sins, would come and enlighten us and save us. And then later on in the reading, it says, the needy and the poor seek for waters, and there are none. Their tongue hath been dry with thirst. This is a description of the human condition. It's not a description of land. It's a description of the human condition. And the Lord came so that we would find the waters and we would no longer be thirsty, because Isaiah has him saying, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will never forsake them. I will open rivers in the high hills and fountains in the midst of the plains. I will turn the desert into pools of water and in the impassable land into streams of waters. Then it goes on a little bit and says, let the earth be opened and bud forth a Savior, and let justice spring up together. I, the Lord, have created him. This, of course, is referring to our Lord's beginning in time as a man, beginningless in time as God, but having a beginning, being created, just like we were, as a man. These are wonderful and poetic words, but they're describing the human condition without Christ, and how he came to alleviate our sorrows and heal us of our wounds. And John the Baptist had a very vital role in announcing his coming. In Malachi, we have, behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. Angel, angelos, means messenger. St. John the Baptist is a messenger. That is why we see in his icons often that he has wings. Of course he didn't have wings in real life, but the wings are indicative of his ministry, of being an angel, being a messenger, and telling people to straighten out their lives because the Lord was coming. Also at the end of this reading from Malachi, it says, behold, I will send you Elias the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. St. John the Baptist was that Elias, that prophet who came. Now wisdom, the last reading, has some things in it that are rather frightening. Many people in the time of judgment will be saying words such as these that are in wisdom, and lamenting, and gnashing their teeth, and groaning, because they did not love the just and the righteous, but they loved doing unrighteousness. And therefore they hated the just. The reading begins, but the just man, or a better way to put it, I suppose, for our understanding, is the righteous man. If he be prevented with death, shall be in rest. Archaic way saying that if he be killed, he shall be in rest. We will have rest if we are righteous when we die. And then the rest of the reading is referring, of course, to how the unrighteous treat those who are righteous before God. It's really a terrible thing to see how sorry they will be when it is revealed to them that they had mistreated God's elect. Of course, this reading is not specifically about St. John the Baptist. The other two are. The other two have prophecies concerning him and about his ministry. This one, we read in many cases, or read similar words to it, in many of the Vespers parables. But certainly St. John fits the category of the just man who was mistreated by the unrighteous. And how those who mistreated him will be quite sorry when it is revealed to them the enormity of their crime. So that's just a little bit about these three readings. As I've told you before, when you see Old Testament readings for a feast day, they apply to that feast day. So you can, just by knowing that these readings are for St. John the Baptist, you can know that there's got to be references to him in here. And there are really plenty in prophecies about him and talking about his ministry. May the forerunner help us through his prayers. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.